This is Tom Urbaniak of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society, and welcome to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast. Our word this week is kolenda, the Polish word for Christmas carol, kolenda. Or we could say kolendowanie for caroling. Robert Szela joins me. He's on the parish council of St. Mary's Polish Church. Robert, please tell us a bit about the rich Polish traditions around caroling.
Certainly, Tom. It gives me great pleasure to say, if these weren't COVID times, we would be doing some door-to-door caroling, singing some of the beautiful Polish carols. Caroling is also done at long-term care homes as well. And sometimes Polish carolers visit other churches. If it weren't for the pandemic, our Polish carolers would be looking forward to this week to their visit to St. Philip's African Orthodox Church in the Pier, which has become an annual tradition in recent years. It's common to dress in folk costumes and to have some props, including a star. Not all the costumes and props are happy images. Sometimes one of the carolers dresses like a devil and another in a costume to represent death. They might do a little humorous skit to argue over the soul of King Herod, who is the evil king in the Christmas Nativity story. But overall, there's lots of good cheer during Polish caroling.
Right, and a kolenda, a carol we often sing, is Lulajże Jezuniu, a Christmas lullaby, and that's the melody playing in the background now. Thanks, Robert, and thank you to Father Rich Filipowski, this week's sponsor of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Listen to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast weekdays at 3:50 and 7:50 p.m. or anytime at coastalradio.ca.